Go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom, it's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.
Welcome back. We're joined for the first time, I believe, by Jarrett Stepman. He is the editor at the Daily Signal, an important product of the Heritage Foundation, providing extraordinarily important reporting on a whole host of issues that matter to us here at Secure Freedom. He is a former associate editor at Breitbart, also had that role at Guns and Patriots, and was a staff writer at Human Events. It's a pleasure to have a chance to make his acquaintance this virtual way and to introduce him to our audience. Welcome, Jarrett. Very good to have you.
Thank you so much for having me on.
One of the things that you have called attention to, and I know that the Heritage Foundation more generally is very engaged in, as we all should be, is the saga of Jeff Sessions, a former United States Senator, now the Attorney General of the United States, who's been taking a lot of incomings from the man he works for, not just his critics elsewhere, and many, many, many of them there are. Would you explain what is going on?
Right. This is definitely one of the bigger, more dramatic dust-ups between Trump and one of his cabinet members, really, and one of his closest confidants during the campaign and one of his closest supporters. This is a man who, Sessions, who has supported him since the beginning. I mean, he was the first senator to endorse, first Republican and a primary senator to jump alongside the Trump campaign. And the dust-up between them is really between Trump, who is a little upset at Sessions for recusing himself in the Russia investigations. And this has really created a kind of conflict between these men who, in very many ways, should be close allies. Sessions coming aboard the Trump campaign was really a signal to conservatives in particular that Trump was going to be serious about defending the border and sticking to conservative ideas that are so important. Sessions was such a big part of this. It really is amazing that there's now a dust up between them, and I think that's why among Trump supporters there's a little bit of worry right now. Is he going to stick with Sessions, who by all means is the most adhered to defending the border throughout his career in the Senate, for sure. So this really is a really important moment in Trump's presidency, what he's going to do with Sessions. And it is something, as far as the base of Trump supporters, you know, if there's some division there, it could be a lot of trouble for Trump. I mean, he's got a hardcore base of supporters. If there's division, it could really damage his presidency. So I think it's really a situation that's fraught with a lot of danger for the president.
Well, Jarrett, I think you've been guilty of understatement and overstatement. Understatement that there's been a little bit of disagreement between the two men. That certainly has been made evident by the president's comments and tweets. Very high peevishness on his part about this recusal business. But whatever you think of that, I think you've made it pretty clear that the stakes are extraordinarily high for this presidency. His base of support would be alienated, and his chances of finding somebody who would be as remotely as sound, as effective, as much of an advocate for his policies is virtually nil prospect. So thank you for, you know, clarifying that and hopefully helping the president divert from what seems to be a temptation to act on his peevishness towards Jeff Sessions by terminating his service. Terrible mistake. Let me ask you about something else. We spend a lot of time here, and I think you are too, Jarrett Stepman at the Daily Signal, on what's happening in Europe, and in particular, the degree to which what we're now facing increasingly, I'm afraid, is evidence of, really an insurgency in the European continent, certainly in Western European countries. You've described it as a battleground, France being a battleground for the soul of Europe. Would you talk a little bit about what's playing out there at the moment?
You said it correctly, that this is really becoming a battleground for what is Western civilization. I know Trump has really gone out of his way. I mean, he made his dramatic speech in Poland. He's visited France, and he's been very clear that he's trying to unite Western civilization behind its most critical values, which are under siege, I would say, from all quarters. I mean, I think the threat of the Islamist threat, of course, is one of the most important challenges of our time, but also Westerners who have stopped believing in Western values, who frankly attack them. I mean, the response to Trump's speech of just even saying we are going to defend Western values came under such vicious assault that, I mean, frankly, words that would have been uttered by liberals such as John F. Kennedy when he was president are now considered to be outside the norm and so extreme and terrible. I think it shows where people are in the West in particular, how divided it is. And, what Trump was trying to do is unite people behind of values of individual rights, of limited government, which have largely been disappearing through the West. So I think France is a case in point of are they in the EU? Are they going to be out of the EU? Are they going to deal with the fact that, they've had porous borders for years, or they have essentially a population that's now within that is hostile to their ideas and the critical foundations of their civilization? I think this really is one of the great challenges of our time, that we in the United States haven't sunk to as low as Europe has quite yet. But I think it's definitely a warning sign for us. So I've been to France and I've seen how they have soldiers in the streets that now need to defend them from attacks. Do we want that to be our lives here in the United States? We've been so lucky over the years that we've kind of had this blissful situation where we've had two oceans protecting us, and we've kind of been, the promised land for people across the world. Is that going to fall apart now because of the sieges from without and from within? And I think we're such an important moment in history right now, and France really is ground zero for this battle.
You recently wrote, I believe, at Breitbart that there was a time, not so long ago, in my life at least, when we faced a similar kind of existential threat to freedom, as my old boss Ronald Reagan used to call it. And you noted that he adopted a strategy for defeating it. The way he famously put it was, we win, they lose, with respect to the Soviet Union and communism. And I think your warnings about what's going on in France at the moment as a direct result in part of current ongoing immigration policies, but also those of the past, creating this sort of fifth column, really, I guess is the only way to describe it now inside its borders, that is deeply hostile, is a very much a warning to us as well. We're not as far along on that trajectory, but that's the direction that what I think are best described as Sharia supremacists would have us go. Hey, very quickly, Jared Stepman, would you just say a word about this suggestion that Donald Trump Jr. somehow engaged in treason by meeting with Russians during the campaign?
Frankly, it's an overheated charge, and it's kind of part of what the left has attacked Trump. They've called it so many impeachment charges. They've tried so many different things, and that they're trying to go after Trump Jr. on treason charges. The founding fathers were very specific about what's treason. I mean, it's aiding and abetting enemies in wartime. If we prosecuted every American who's met with somebody from another country for treason charges, I don't think we'd want to live in that kind of country. And I think The left in particular has been reckless in its charges against Trump Jr. I mean, you may or may not like what he did during the campaign, but to throw such high accusations as treason, as something that even the American the Taliban, John Walker Lind, was not tried for, to throw that kind of charge at Trump Jr., it's kind of, A, shows how ridiculous they are, and B, is reckless. I mean, at the time to throw a treason charge, which is really is the most serious crime in any country, at Trump Jr., it really is shows the kind of overheated rhetoric coming from the left these days.
Yeah, well, overheated again is an understatement. I think it's outrageous and completely unfounded. And again, whether exactly what he did is right or wrong is another question, but it certainly doesn't rise to that charge. Jared Stepman, thank you so much for both visiting with us today and for the work that you've been doing at the Daily Signal. I know you'll keep it up, and I hope you'll come back to us again soon, as I hope will the rest of you next week. Same time, same station on Monday. Until then, this is Frank Gaffney. Thanks for listening.
From the nation's capital, you've been listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.